Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience of owning them is a great one.
A new legacy in sound. JLab's new luxury over-ear headphones, seamlessly blending innovation and lab quality sound.
Over here at Fake Doctors Real Friends, we love our JLab Audio headphones. They feature over 70 hours of playtime, four different colorways to choose from, and three noise control modes. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms. Apply. Hey, everybody, this is Zach Braff and
Donald Faison.
This episode was recorded before the strike. We were not allowed to air it because we're not allowed to talk about Scrubs during the strike. So if it seems like we're not talking about anything relevant to today, it's because it was recorded way back when. When, Joelle?
July 11th.
July 11th.
Holy cow. And today's November 21st.
Wow. Well, that's when we're recording. This is going to air when, Joelle?
Next week, the 28th.
And I also want to tell you, because it's the 28th, A Good Person is finally available for free on Amazon Prime. You can watch A Good Person tonight on Amazon Prime for free. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, please check it out. We love you. Here's the show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. This is called Fake Doctors, Real Friends. And
do you know why it's called Fake Doctors, Real Friends, ZB?
Why is that, Donald?
One, because we're real friends. Right. But at one point in life, we were on a show called Scrubs.
Right. It ran in the aughts. And we played fake doctors, and the show is beloved across the universe, even today, so many years later.
I can't believe it.
And what we decided to do was get together and record our conversations about the old program, our memories, our recollections, some inside jokes, and a whole lot of tangents. And
you know,
yes, go ahead.
You know what that's called?
What's that called?
A podcast.
Everybody
likes a little ass play, dude.
Yes, that's true, Donald. And we've created a podcast that is beloved across the universe. The universe, Joel.
The yes. Universe.
Not just on Earth.
Mm-mm. No. All the way
letters,
to nowhere.
We get letters from Pluto.
The Dagobah system?
Yeah, the Dagobah system. I got a wonderful piece of art from Jupiter.
Amazing.
Wu-Tang forever.
Real stars.
Wu-Tang forever.
How are you, Donald?
I'm good. Speaking of Wu-Tang forever, you know, there have been a lot of movies that have come out recently, and I've had the opportunity to sit down and enjoy some of them. Some of them I enjoyed a lot. Some of them not so much. Some of them But these are the movies that I've seen since the strike has gone on.
Go ahead.
Indiana Jones.
Go ahead.
Avatar: Way of the Water.
Okay.
I watched it finally. It's a long one.
Yes.
What else did I see? The Transformers.
Wow, you're the guy. You're the guy who watched it.
The Flash.
Right.
Anyway, at one point in the box office, 3 weeks in a row, people of color were the number one.
It was a good time for us.
Yeah, it was a freaking awesome moment, yo. Yeah. I'm gonna just put it out there. Just for like 3 weeks straight, we was rocking that shit.
I don't understand, because the movies you just mentioned didn't star people of color. So can you explain what you're talking about?
So like Transformers.
Right.
Number one movie in the box office, two people of color.
Okay.
In it. Miles Morales in the Spider-Verse. I saw that also. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Great film.
Oh my gosh. Out of all of them, that's my favorite for sure.
Oh, the dad that had to hit you so hard on like a lot of levels. Ugh.
There's just so many things about that movie. Like, I went in there thinking it was going to be the first one all over again, something that was a little bit catered towards kids and stuff like that. But Miles Morales has grown up a bit.
He done grown up a bit.
He's grown up quite a bit. That thing is like, it's not a kid's movie, man. It's a, you know, shout out to Chris and Phil, man. Yo, dude, okay.
I read that The Flash is, I think, going to be the biggest...
flop of all time.
The biggest flop of all time, Joelle. Yeah. Is that true?
That's what I'm hearing, Zach. And it's had an abysmal opening weekend, and it's just been a spiral every day since. So it's wild that we're here. I think some people tried to predict it. It's like, hey, I don't know if this is going to hit.
I'm going to say, I think it really shows you how strong the LGBTQ community is also, though. You know what I mean? Because a lot of the protests came from that area and has shown. I mean, and it's shown, look, you can't be that type of person and expect us to come out and support you.
And rock with you, for sure. I'd like to say that it was just the strength of the LGBTQIA community and yay, we did it. But I really think that specifically DC at Warner Brothers has disenfranchised. I want to say this. It's just, there's a lot of people who have issues with it from a lot of, there's that angle. There's the people who love Zack Snyder and the people who did not like Zack Snyder's films. Both of them have issues and didn't show up to see this movie. It's just, it's they're up against so much. And because this is the final film of an installment that is not going forward, James Gunn has been very clear about the new direction of DC. I think a lot of people were like, oh, I'll just wait for it to come out on DVD if I want to see it. But it's not building to anything. So, and it's not really a finale. It's kind of just wishy-washy, and because of that, I think they weren't able to gather any type of audience to kind of come see and support the movie.
It's very interesting how powerful Hollywood is. Zach, you've got a very big weekend coming soon. You've got Barbie and Oppenheimer. I know you're excited about that.
I would see, there's two films that I would like to see in the theater. I'd like to see them both. I don't know if I'm going to even be able to get a ticket to see them both opening weekend anymore.
That's interesting, man. This thing is like Barbie and Oppenheimer are on track to freaking breaking the box office.
I already bought my double feature tickets.
They announced that over 20,000 people had bought double feature tickets so far.
And Joelle, I did it.
That's so funny. What are they calling it? Barbenheimer?
Barbenheimer.
Yeah.
I bought the t-shirt. I got the Barbie one with the nuclear bomb explosion reflected in her sunglasses, which is really cool. So I'm going to go fully decked out. Got a whole friend group. I'm thrilled. I'm very excited.
Now, here's something interesting.
Really, yeah, go ahead and say it.
We're going to find out any second, well, any hour now, because we are recording this on the 11th of July, if SAG is going to strike.
Yep.
Now, if SAG strikes, you're not allowed to even promote a movie. So both of those movies, even though Barbie's had their premiere, I believe, they'll have to, not that they need the help, of course, but I mean, they'll both have to stop. The actors will no longer be able to promote their movies.
Aren't they like overseas right now, a lot of them doing this? Like,
Barbie just wrapped yesterday or the day before. Sunday they had their premiere.
But isn't the Oppenheimer crew overseas and stuff like that doing press?
I don't think they've started yet. I don't know. But I just know that no matter what you're doing as an actor, whether you're in a gigantic movie like that or you're in a smaller little indie movie, you are not allowed to even promote it on Instagram once the SAG strike starts.
Yeah.
And all signs are pointing to a strike. I was thinking it was going to be averted, but it's not looking good. You can't even be like, check out my shit.
Can you post on Instagram? Like, no, you know, I just told you. Look at my animation.
Yes.
Well, you can do your little indie stuff.
That's non-union.
Can
my non-union stop
motion? Unless you as a producer have decided to unionize your garage animation. I finally said to Donald today, I go, dude, I had an epiphany. Why aren't you animating some of our little moments on this show? You've gotten so good. You're fucking doing Star Wars. Why aren't you doing little segments of Fake Doctors, Real Friends? What the fuck?
I have puppets being built as we speak, sir.
Ooh. Stop it!
Wow.
All of a sudden, I was like, if I see one more Obi Kenobi quote.
I have puppets being built. It's expensive. Well, and it's coming out of my own pocket, but.
Well, wow. I want a Zach Braff puppet. Okay?
Okay. There we go.
You can make him say anything.
I'm going to make him say a lot.
You better make
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to make him say, imagine these. You know what I'm going to make him say?
Make him say imagine.
Everybody likes those ass.
No. I'm going to make him say, imagine dragon.
I don't get it.
Imagine dragon these nuts across your face. Oh. Hey! Can I play you guys
something funny? I sent this to you guys. Oh, also, we got Mission Impossible coming out.
Oh, true.
Yeah, we do.
Listen, if you got a movie
that's
coming
another
out,
one trending. That's trend. That's really trending.
I'm just saying, you got 24 hours. If you got a movie coming out, big or small, promote the shit out of it because you're not allowed to in 24 hours.
Fact.
Clock is ticking. Noted. We got to promote. Promote it now.
Holy shit.
I wanted to play you this guy. I sent this to you guys, but you didn't.
But even on our podcast, we talked about movies today.
You can talk about movies. No, we're not upcoming projects.
We're reporting them. You can't promote your own wares. By the way, the exemptions, interestingly, are animation and commercials, which are part of different contracts. So if you were in an animated movie,
I don't even have to worry about my
If you were in a new T-Mobile commercial, you could promote it.
Oh.
Wait, can I play the audience this? This guy, you guys barely reacted to this, but I thought this was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. I sent it to y'all. It's this guy, his name is Gabe Gibbs, and he takes songs and he Broadway-ifies them.
Oh.
And he You didn't see this, Donald? I sent
this to you. No, you sent it to me. Yeah, he ruins every freaking song.
He took the Missy Misdemeanors, and let me just play a little bit of his Broadway-ification of Missy Misdemeanor. Gabe Gibbs on Instagram.
Is it worth it? Let me work it.
Donald, are you laughing at this?
Put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
You can sing too.
If you got a big, let me search ya and find out how hard I gotta work ya.
All right, I'll stop it. But that shit's hilarious.
That's funny. That's good.
He does that for all sorts of. He did one for Cisco's Thong Song.
Thong.
I wish I could sing like that, Donald. In my mind, I sing like that.
Who was that singing?
Gabe Gibbs on Instagram. I'm giving him
a shout out.
Who's
Gabe Gibbs?
He's a comedian, Broadway type singer who does spoofs of songs like that.
I'm just asking because in a couple of hours, we're not going to be able to promote Gabe Gibbs.
We can. I don't think he's doing a SAG performance. All right, count us in.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Some stories about a show we made, about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories. Natural.
Bizarre episode of Scrubs, Donald.
It's all about love, baby. It's all about the love that everybody feels for each other.
Is that what it's about? The theme seems to be about hand-holding. Interesting little tidbit from Scrubs Wiki. The interns are not in this episode at all. They're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Chalk barely in the episode. I don't know what she had going on, but she only makes a couple of appearances. Same with Kelso, only does a couple little drive-bys.
Maybe Sarah was doing Firefly Lane at the time.
No, Donald, this was a very long time ago.
She was not doing Firefly Lane. Do you know what my son said to me today?
What did your son say to you today, Donald?
He was like, why does Zach have a beard? And I was like, oh, this was season 8. He was trying to switch it up. He said, you know what? Zach looks older then with that beard than he does now.
Oh, that's nice of him. I like that. Thank you, Rocco. I have to tell you, my beard does not look brown anymore, so I don't really grow it out too much because I have so much gray hair in it. It makes me feel self-conscious about it. Go ahead.
Did your beard looked a little dyed back then, too, though.
It wasn't. I swear to God, it was perfectly, beautifully brown.
You had a brown beard, bro.
I had a brown beard. Look at Daniel's beard. You see that glorious reddish beard?
Yeah, that's reddish, though. Daniel got the reddish.
I can't. You barely have any gray in your beard.
Oh, it's all gray.
Why,
it's
you
so
dye
much
it?
Gray. No, you know what it is?
You've got it's a couple Cliff Clavin patches. Don't get me wrong.
we can't all there be cool as Cliff Clavin there, but Zach.
You all have to remember, that's a deep cut for those of you who don't remember, there was a Cheers episode where they had a beard growing contest. And
Cliff had a
Cliff's was very patchy.
Cliff Clavin in Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back.
All right, so we learned right off the bat that Zeltzer has a webcam his home, and he watches his wife do the dishes.
Right, and so he shows Cox his wife, and Cox is like, oh my God, who are those two naked people?
Right.
And which Zeltzer says,
that's Mr. and Mrs. Dish. She's doing the dishes. So there's a lot of freaky sex stuff going on over at Zeltzer's house. You know when Zeltzer appears, there's going to be some twisted sex humor. The brilliant Bob Clendenin. Always funny.
Always. Now, can that be construed as cucking?
I don't know. Joelle, isn't cucking when you're forced to watch your partner engage in
so
sex?
So cucking is when you're forced to watch it. It's not
really. I'm not sure the specific. It feels like it would be in the ballpark. I'm not part of this community, so I don't know. 100%.
I don't know. But maybe you could look it up for us, Joelle, if you don't mind messing up your Google
search. Don't do it. Don't
not
you do
on
it.
Not my computer, don't but my you phone do is it. Here. Let's
yeah,
see.
Your phone.
Oh, boy. We can find.
Don't you
think,
do it.
I think that Zeltzer probably is into being a cuck because he's at work watching his wife bang a couple.
Right.
I don't know much about cucking, but I feel like that's in the ballpark, Joelle.
I don't.
Let's see here.
I don't know much about. Okay.
Oh, Daniel knows.
Daniel knows.
At the risk of falling into this category, yeah, cucking is usually something that you're into.
Yeah, you're into.
Is there
a reverse cucking where like the wife is into watching the man do?
I'm sure. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's like a dominations part to it where the wife is like, yeah, you like me. You like watching me get fucked, you pathetic.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, where they really talk down to them.
Zach, right, I love you. Zach,
where?
I love you.
Yeah, where they.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. I was not prepared. Oh, my word. Okay. Here we are.
Oh, man. All right.
I don't like that, though.
Okay.
But I don't like that.
We can move on. Enough for you. So Jordan is taking advantage of all the benefits of Cox being the chief of medicine. She's stealing food from the cafeteria.
She's firing people.
She took Jack out of preschool for Yom Kippur, even though Yom Kippur was several weeks ago.
Even though Jack is turning out to be a diabolical genius.
Yes. Jack is running wild in the hospital.
He's running his mother, too. He tricks his mother consistently to get out of school, which he pronounces he hates at, what is he? He can barely put sentences together.
Yeah, I have
so
a little thing
from preschool.
Scrubs. I have a little thing on Jack Cox from Scrubs Wiki. Jack Cox is confirmed to be 4 years old in this episode. However, the episode depicting his birth, My Karma, aired 6 years before this episode. This can be explained in the following reasons. All of season 6 took place in less than 9 months, not a full year as the first 5 seasons were. Also, season 7 did not show a depiction of a full year passing. Dr. Cox forgot how old his son is, and Jack is very close to his 5th birthday. So Scrubs Wiki helps rationalize that Jack may indeed be 4.
Way to go, nice. Trevor.
Yeah.
Trevor.
Nice work. Someone spent a lot good of work job. On that. That was a deep cut.
Very good.
But anyway, the kid hates school, and
he's But I don't understand how you can hate daycare. Like, that's all it is. He's going to daycare if he's 4 years old.
Well, he'd much rather run around the hospital than fuck shit up.
I guess that's what it is.
The janitor has blood on his face from shaving, but he makes it clear that it's not from his blood.
So who was he shaving?
He was shaving someone else. And that person bled, and that person's blood is on his face.
Oh, my God.
Neil has a very big part in this episode.
Oh, they're so cute. Oh, wow.
They're very cute, he and Lady.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Way to go. A lot of people don't know this, but that's Mark Stegman's wife, Kit Pongetti.
Yes. Kit Pongetti, who plays Lady.
And Stegman, who is one of our writers from the beginning, pretty much.
Yes, he was there at the top.
Yeah. And she came aboard on the show, and it's just pretty awesome. Like, we, at this point, we have a lot of family members, like Ted and Anna are married at this point.
You have to explain who those people are, Donald. It's Donald, right?
It is Donald. Zach, I'm correct, right?
Yes, so Zachary, okay. But a nickname of Zach. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just talking about our cast and crew. Like, we've all, at this point, all of us, you know, have gone through some type of real relationship or real breakup. Like, I've been divorced. I dated somebody. And then now I'm dating Casey as we're doing this. You know, Zach, you went through a couple of relationships while we did this show as well.
I did.
But then there were crew members like Ted and Anna. Anna was in sound. I think Ted was...
He was a grip.
They wound up getting married. You were a part of their engagement. We were all a part of their engagement.
Yes, we made a whole video. We surprised them. The engagement was made to seem like it was a scene we were shooting, but it was all an elaborate ploy so he could propose to the love of his life.
But this is 8 years in on a show, and this is also, you know, almost 20 years ago, too. You know, laws were different and everything, so it wasn't a big deal to marry somebody that you were working with or date somebody that you were working with.
I think you're still allowed to legally marry someone that you work with, Donald. You just have
to
abide by some HR protocols these days. Correct. But you still are allowed to fall in love.
My point is that, you know, we were a real family at this point.
We were.
And it was coming to an end, and we all knew it was coming to an end. And so all of these relationships, when you watch it right now, when you watch Cox and Jordan, it's been so seasoned and it runs so well that, you know, everybody's relationship in this thing is cute. Everybody has a really good, like, you awe at all of it. So much so that JD and Elliot's relationship, nobody really cares about. You know what I mean?
Make a joke about that because the JD and Elliot thing has been so beaten to death that Bill is obviously making fun of it because they want attention for their relationship. And everyone's like, we don't care. It's kind of like the audience having a voice being like, please, we're so exhausted by hearing about your on again, off again relationship. That's really the only moment Sarah has in the whole show is being like, no one cares about our relationship anymore. It's like, we don't care. Mm-hmm. There's been too much of it. So I think Bill's sort of making fun of the on-again, off-again stuff.
But in all of it, everybody's so cute, but you know who takes the cake?
Who?
Turk and Carla.
Yeah, I mean, well, are you biased in that accounting? Or
I am not. I don't think I'm biased.
Those are just facts.
Joel says there's just facts.
It's just what it is, dude. Like,
that's funny when you go, I have to go check with my boss, and you run. They make it look like you're running to Cox, but then you run to Carla.
That's real life, man. That's how me and Casey are.
Yeah,
bro.
Casey is your boss. Are you afraid of her?
I'm afraid of what she'll do to me. I'm not necessarily afraid of her. I'm afraid right. of what she can do.
But do you ever about to make a decision and you're like, I'm going to get in trouble with my wife if I make this decision?
Yes. I am consistently saying to, I say this in professional situations. Like people will be like, do you think you're free to do this? To do this project in a couple of weeks, you know what? I need to talk to my wife about that first. But yeah, I think maybe, but I got to talk to her first. Because if she's like, no, you're not free, guess who's not free? Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply. Now, I have to confess to you about this SportsCenter thing. This is a true story. I had never heard this melody before. So this is real life, okay? JD joins Turk watching SportsCenter. Turk says that he's watched it every day since he was 10 years old. And JD says, so they just sit there and talk about sports? And Carla cackles because
JD's a girl.
Yeah. JD says your wife's a dirty whore, which is pretty coming in hot.
He comes in really strong. But we should set it up though.
Okay.
Turk is complaining that he's surrounded by women first. Izzy, the new baby on the way, Carla, he's surrounded by women. Elliot, always surrounded by women. And she goes, no, you're not. He goes, I'm surrounded by women. She goes, I guess. And then you walk in and you're like, hey.
Right.
And she gets the joke also.
Right.
And from that moment on, everything JD says sounds like he's one of the women in right. Turk's life.
Right. And so he doesn't like that. And he calls her a dirty whore. And Turk says, dude. Yeah. And he goes, sorry, not dirty. And he goes, dude. Sorry, not a whore. Yeah. never heard it in my life before making this joke. So I am a method actor. And Bill found great glee in the fact that I had never heard this melody before. Do you watch ESPN every day, Donald?
That's how you get your sports knowledge. Of course, but do you watch ESPN it every day? Yeah, I do watch it every day. Yes.
I saw a bit of sports things that happened. It made it to my radar because it was such a major sports thing.
This, like what?
Incredible baseball players stole second, third, and home in three pitches.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You didn't know that, did you?
I missed that one.
Did you know that, Daniel?
I did not, actually.
How do I know a major sports thing?
Yeah, this
y'all
is not making sense. How? Because I would never watch baseball, literally ever. But it came up on my Threads feed the other day, and I was like,
Oh, Joelle's dropping Threads feed like she's an early adopter.
We're promoting a movie, of course. I was like, a new application, move. Also, it tracks all of your followers, and I get to keep my check mark.
What do you mean it tracks all of your followers?
Sorry,
you
know not what Threads in a, well, probably is, Donald, AI
Threads is the limit. New Threads is the new Twitter.
Please explain this to me because I've heard of this shit, but I don't know what it is.
I got it for you. Mark Zuckerberg sees that Elon is on the ropes.
Oh, he's fighting back.
And Twitter has become a cesspool. And he's like, I got something for you. It's Twitter, but it's on Instagram and it's called Threads.
Wait.
And it becomes the most signed up for app in the history of apps overnight. Mm-hmm. And now it's, I assume, extraordinarily popular, and Joelle is dropping it like everybody knows it.
100 million people are already on it. And the brilliant thing they did is, like, so Twitter removed the check mark, which means you don't know who you're following. It's not verified. It's also totally screwed up the, commenting. So when you go to read the comments, it's whoever has paid, which makes them abysmal. You just don't want to read them, which reduces the time you're on Twitter. So now Twitter's dead. So Instagram was like, well, what if you could keep your entire Instagram following? Everyone you follow will automatically get uploaded into your new account. And anyone who follows you, if they sign up, will automatically just get like pinged. Like, hey, you can just follow these people that you already know. Plus, you can keep your verification if you're verified on there so people can trust that it's actually you posting. And it runs just like old Twitter. It's like like we're on Twitter from 3 years ago. It's very bizarre.
But what prevents it from... I have a question first. Go first.
Go.
What prevents it from becoming a cesspool of hate like Elon Musk's Twitter?
Nothing.
Well, yeah, that part. I mean, truly, it's... No, don't be sorry, because you're right. It's right now, we're sort of living in a very nice space so far. It's been a very nice experience.
It's the golden age.
Yeah. Instagram does have some rules.
Do you remember after 9/11 in New York, nobody was honking for like a month?
Yes.
I
wasn't there, but I had heard.
Yeah. Nobody honked for like a month. Everyone was kind. That sounds like Threads.
Yeah. That's right kind now. Of where it is. People are like, oh, it's nice. We found a home and I know who these people are. And so that's comforting. I will say that Instagram does have rules that Twitter has definitely abolished in the last. So like you can't post nudes. You can't. So
I don't know how long this is going to last.
So it's a little more family friendly. They're very like intense on like hate speech. So if they keep the rules and their moderators are there, then you know they might fare better longer than Twitter did. But we'll see.
Is it true that if you sign up for Threads and then you decide, you know what, I don't want it anymore, you lose your Instagram account?
That is correct. It is connected to your Instagram. So if you delete your Threads, you also delete your Instagram.
Wow,
so
really?
Be very careful before you sign up because I certainly did not know.
Can you create a Threads and Instagram burner account? But then you don't get the followers.
Well, you don't
but
get
then
any.
You don't get the followers.
I'm going to wait and see. I'm going to take a wait and see approach because I'm trying to get off all of these things. I don't want to add another.
It has
I got off Twitter. I just Twitter was not healthy, and I was using it to promote a good person. And once my promotion for that was done, I just took it off my phone. I do not find it a healthy place to be. I like Instagram still because it feels pretty friendly.
Nah, that's just starting to get crazy too, though, man. Instagram. Look, man, all you got to do is look at one freaking girl in a bikini one time on Instagram, and then all of a sudden your fucking shit is flooded.
Something tells me you didn't look at one girl in a bikini.
All I know is Casey walks by and she's like, what are you looking at? And I'm like, yo, I can't get this shit off.
Yeah, right. But Casey's not an idiot. She knows that means you looked at 10 girls in bikinis.
No. Just one.
It does overwhelm you. Like I've been looking at boats lately just because it's summer and I love boats. I love looking at big boats and I just think they're so cool. And I probably clicked on maybe 10 big ass yachts just to be like, check them out because I just think they're so rad. My feed is 99% big ass yachts.
Yeah.
And I want to tell it like, guys, I'm kind of interested in it. I'm not 100% interested in it. Like, it overwhelms you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it gets you.
But in your case, it's women in bikinis.
It's like...
Does your wife get mad when she looks at you and she sees that your whole feed is women in bikinis? Is she like, what the fuck?
Nah, man. My wife... Look, man. You saw this whole thing that happened this weekend with Usher and Keke Palmer and all of that stuff.
I didn't really follow it, but...
I'm with you, Donald.
You know what I mean? Like, in all honesty, she was out having fun and... It's none of my business, to be honest with you, so I really don't know how to comment on it. But apparently her husband or her baby daddy got a little jealous of the fact that she was out dancing on Usher.
Understandably. I wouldn't want my girlfriend dancing on Usher.
As long as that's all that they're doing and she's out having fun with her friends,
yeah, but Usher
I don't give
a shit. Steal your girl.
Usher will. You absolutely right. And if she is that easily ready to leave with Usher, congratulations, Usher. You gave her back to the city. You gave her back to the streets, baby. Way to go, baby.
She's
like 100
girl again. Somebody said that Usher is an ally in that. Usher just getting your girl ready to come back home to you.
Home to you. She's coming home with that. I just can't do it tonight.
As though. Say Usher's getting that, your girl ready to come
anything,
home.
Yes. Yeah. Anything.
I don't believe in that shit.
I'm just going to say if an artist makes sexy music, are they supposed to not perform it sexy? Are they supposed to stand up there and be like, I'm going to sing
don't
my
think
song
dude was married
as hell?
I don't think dude was married at Usher. I think dude was married at his girlfriend.
No, of course, yeah. But like that's.
But in my opinion, she looked like she was having a good time. There didn't look like there was anything crazy going on.
What's she supposed to?
I only saw a snippet of it. Wasn't he mad though that her outfit was see through as part of it?
Yeah, that's the fucked up.
Which
part.
Is also insane.
I don't give that's a shit up. About that either, man.
It's
my
a
wife
relatively
be coming.
Tame
in,
outfit.
Yeah, man. Come on,
Donald, look, my you're wife lying. Be, you're lying. If Casey
I'm dead
was
ass.
In a see through bodysuit grinding
She's
on
wonderful.
Usher.
Oh gosh, that would be. I would have a moment of.
Yeah,
am
keep
I being
it 100.
I would have a moment of. Am I being cucked? Yeah. It would
they
be
did
a Zeltzer
little
moment.
Yeah. They didn't grind. She like he said twirl. She did a little twirl. She
right.
teehee.
Yeah,
and then she
it
went
wasn't
back
like
to her
it wasn't
it
like
was so
yeah,
tame.
I'm not about to say it wasn't like she was all up on his dick like just fucking grinding like look at me. Oh,
that would have been different.
That's
that
different.
Different.
I didn't watch the video. I don't know what happened.
But it's very tame. It
he's,
is
he's
not
singing
a very tame.
Yeah. To a giant audience. He comes down to Kiki. He grabs her hand. They do a little two step. He twirls her. She giggles with her friends, and then he moves on.
That's cool.
Oh, she gets a chance to sing and everything like that too. Like she takes the moment
because she's famous.
It's because it's Kiki. Look, Kiki Palmer's one of the most freaking talented people on the planet. Mm-hmm. Let's
exactly.
Just keep it 100.
Exactly.
Let's just be honest. Yeah. Let's just keep it 100 right now. You want to keep it 100?
Keeping it 100? Oh, I didn't know we were keeping it 100. Let me adjust.
Let's just keep it 100. You want to talk about one of the most talented people on the planet right now? Mm-hmm. Kiki Palmer is one of them. You
yes,
know what
sir.
I mean? And so. Usher put the microphone in front of her face and dared her to sing. And guess what? Being one of the most talented people on the planet, she was able to do that shit effortlessly. And so like she took the moment and shined like 100% with it. Whereas, you know, for me, and now if I were watching that shit, I'd be like, go on, girl. But that's just me. You know what I mean? And I know it's coming home later. And I know that that's just going to be nasty too. You know what I mean?
Okay. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. And we will be right back with more of the program you enjoy so much called Fake Doctors, Real Friends.
Eat these balls, Zach.
Oh, gosh.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling
sounding microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech. The season of summer concerts is upon us. When you want to secure the best seat in the house, you know you can't wait until the last minute. You have to be on it. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead.
If you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it.
Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And we're back!
We're back!
Okay, so SportsCenter, the place for sports, and
SportsCenter, the place for sports,
and we actually got the SportsCenter anchors. I understand those are the real people at the time to say that
Hannah's
JD,
still there.
The worst athlete in the world is JD, and then we cut the JD. He's got a natural runner T-shirt, holding a tennis racket, a baseball glove, and has a football helmet on, and is hitting himself with the helmet and says, "I like wearing a helmet because I can do this and it only hurts a little bit."
Yeah.
That's JD's sports moment.
So good.
That's not even a sports moment. That's just like...
I've seen that as a meme a lot.
Yeah.
People like that. What?
Like, I mean, let's keep it... Come on, man. What? Like...
What are you trying to say?
You had a helmet on. You had a tank top on.
Wasn't did a tank top, T-shirt.
Did you have on glasses?
No.
You didn't have protective glasses on?
No. You're saying we could have done more?
I'm saying we could have gone a lot further. We could have. I mean, it was funny.
Yeah.
At the time, I remember laughing really, really, really,
I think
really
you were
hard.
There when we shot it.
Yeah. No, I remember laughing
for
really,
some
really,
reason
really
you
hard.
Were hanging out.
Yeah.
Now, but, this part is very funny. When JD goes to watch Turk do surgery through the glass, and I remember I improv this whole doe a deer thing.
It's
and
a
I go,
deer.
It's a deer. I go, no, it's doe. It's a deer. Doe, a deer. No, doe, it's a deer.
Na-na-na.
Because JD, oh. JD can relate to it through the sound of music.
I love.
That's the no, only way. The way that JD finds his key is that, no, it's doe. It's a deer. Doe a deer. Doe a deer.
You know, my kids are asking about that movie recently, and I'm really excited for them to watch it.
Sound of Music?
Yeah, I'm really excited for them to watch it. I, you know, that's one of the, as a kid, Doe a Deer is, that's one of the dopest songs ever. And then, "So Long, Farewell, Avita
Singh." Saying goodbye.
And then "Raindrops on Roses and Whiskers on Kittens."
Of course.
"Bright Paper." Like, they just got some bops in that movie.
"Brown
that
Paper packages tied up with string.
These are a few of my favorite things."
Just be careful, because those Nazis come out of nowhere in that movie. They're like singing along, right, and the best nowhere. Time, and all of a sudden, Nazis. You're like, Nazis? Right. We were singing about a doe, a deer.
Right, and then all of a sudden, they got to escape.
You might want to show the kids the first part.
Oh, that's what I did this weekend.
What did you do?
This was a mistake, and it wasn't a big mistake. It was actually first of all, I showed the kids Forrest Gump.
Oh my God. Why Forrest Gump?
Is that bad?
Forrest Gump.
Why is it bad?
I don't recall this movie being so sad.
Oh.
Yeah,
I recall it. I thought it was like, I remember Forrest Gump being an uplifting movie about a dude with special needs who's extremely lucky and is smarter than, you know, you give him credit for, and, you know, has one of the best lines ever. "Stupid is as stupid does." You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That movie, everybody in his life dies.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everybody, for him to learn all of these great lessons and everything like that, he has to lose everyone.
So were your kids traumatized by that?
My son couldn't go to bed last night, two nights ago, talking about, I don't want you guys to die.
Aww.
I was like, oh, nice. Shit, that's what PG-13 means.
Right.
Yeah.
Fair.
That's what PG-13
means.
That's
what happened to me with Terms of Endearment. My dad showed me Terms of Endearment about a mom saying goodbye to her kid because she's dying of cancer. And I was like, I was so traumatized.
Yeah.
That's what PG-13 means. Traumatizing. Oh my God.
It's all Trump. Look, dude, Rocco saw Bubba going before it even happened. Rocco's like, buddy. He's like, Bubba's going to die. And I was like, yeah. He was like, oh man.
No.
He starts crying. I'm like, oh shit.
No. Oh, poor baby.
You know what I mean? Right around the time Bubba's starting to talk about, you join the, you and me will create, we'll be a shrimping team and we'll be doing all of that stuff together.
Yeah.
Rocco's like, oh shit, Bubba's gonna die.
Yeah.
Well, wait, how did you soothe them though? Like, because eventually, assuming he went to sleep.
Yeah, well, it took quite a bit. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning finally when he went to sleep. But it was a lot of cuddling and a lot of you know, trying to explain that death is a part of life. And, you know, it's very difficult. You know, he's 9 years old and we showed him something that was maybe a little bit too, this was the lesson for us as parents too, you know. Sometimes that PG-13 warning isn't the, you know, I look at PG-13 and I'm thinking violence. I'm thinking, you know, okay, something's going to transform and
cursing.
Maybe they'll say fuck one time or something like that. I wasn't expecting. So halfway through it, I'm like, oh my God, this movie, I'm crying in the movie. And I remember watching the movie and being like, look how great this is shot. Look at the, you know what I mean? Back in the day, thinking about it as a, from a artistic, you know, with Rocco, I'm looking at it like, oh no, these events are about to happen and I have to be ready to explain it. Mm. And it was difficult. It was very hard.
Good lesson. It's a good lesson to parents to remember why there's a PG-13 there, because he was probably too young to be seeing it.
He was way too young to be watching it. And I looked at it as, oh, it's PG-13, it's not a problem. Thinking the war would be the war would be, you know, Vietnam is all I gotta worry about.
Right.
Yeah. And then doesn't the girlfriend die of AIDS?
Yeah, she dies of AIDS. Yeah, dude.
My God.
This is how old Forrest Gump is. Jenny dies from AIDS.
Yeah.
This is how old Forrest Gump is.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen, Jenny.
Mm.
Well, so did Forrest. She had the voice of an angel.
Oh, fuck, Zach Forrest.
You can sit here if you want.
Oh, that was so crazy. You were so stoic for a second.
he's remembering the movie, that's why.
I was remembering the movie and my feelings about Robin Wright Penn.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, my God. That's another thing. First time I ever saw her in The Princess Bride.
Ah!
Who is that?
Right.
I want to know more.
Who is she? And now she's like this badass, kick-ass, Amazonian, like freaking, like, you know what I mean? She, you want to talk about fine wine right there. See, you know, aging like fine wine. Ooh. That's one right there, man.
Oh,
like for real. She went from damsel into distress to freaking kick-ass superhero. Like, you know what I mean? Like, her evolution is amazing.
Brilliant. She was president.
Dude,
all right,
she
let's
was
get back to the TV show Scrubs, Donald.
Okay, all right.
We got to get back to this. So, so the whole thing is Lady doesn't want to hold hands with the janitor. And this really gives him a panic attack because he thinks she's going to break up with him. Because why would this woman who he has such a crush on and so into not want to hold his hand? Now, Cox and Jordan spend the entire time fucking with the janitor because they are mean. And they are so happy to get in his head saying, oh, my God, you're going to get dumped. She doesn't want to hold your hand. Wow, you're screwed. And they're really enjoying that. And they have their own storyline because Jordan is livid that Cox is wearing his wedding ring.
Which is, you know, when we first meet them, they're divorced. I thought they were married again. I thought they had gotten married again somewhere in this whole
Me
thing.
Me too, but they say they just are together without being married, right? They never get remarried.
They never got remarried.
But he put it on because he's feeling close to her and he loves her. And she is like, get that off your, what is wrong with you? You know, because they have this, you know, this sort of, this sort of mean-spirited banter where they tease each other like crazy.
What it really boils down to is that Jordan loves what's going on with them. And this is probably what she's wanted the whole time. Why couldn't they, you know, she's probably in her mind thinking, why couldn't our marriage have been like this?
Yeah.
Where I get to be me, he gets to be him, we get to do the things that we do and enjoy each other the way we were supposed to. And then he puts the ring on and she's like, wait a second, dude, now all of this pressure is going to be back. It's going to be added on again. You know
what
I mean?
That makes sense. I didn't even think of it like
that. This didn't work before. Remember, we did this before and it didn't work and we hated each other for a really long time. I don't know if this is a good idea. And he's like, well, I feel good about it. It makes me feel wonderful.
Right. And she hates it. She keeps telling him to take it off. She doesn't want that fucking ring. And so there's this theme of hands in the episode, a motif, because the janitor can't hold lady's hand. There's the ring on Cox's hand. And Turk is in a position where he has to tell the parents of a young man that there's a good chance he may be paralyzed. And he doesn't know how to do it. And JD is coaching him, saying, listen, don't give them false hope, okay? Right. Don't give them false hope. Go in there. This is very hard to do. But if you feel yourself starting to cry, think of the gopher dancing at the end of Caddyshack.
We should start this off by the whole Sports Center theme is also, we should have, this, we kind of buried the lead here. The Sports Center theme is because of, at the time, a kid who played football had gotten injured in a football collision or accident or something like that. And they used cold therapy to fuse his spine back together or something like that.
I don't know if it's fuse his spine, but somehow some sort of cold therapy helped him not be paralyzed.
Right. It took the inflammation down or something like that. Yeah. And so, you know, this automatically made me think of Damar Hamlin. Didn't it make you think of that like right away? Like when I was watching this, I was like, wow, the times of, you know, football is, this is my, I love football, but that's one of the most dangerous things I've ever seen in my life, man. Mm-hmm. Like, for real, man. Like, what is this? 10 years ago, somebody loses, loses their ability to walk and stuff like that for a bit. And then here we go, 10, 15 years later, and another freak accident where a dude has a heart attack because he was hit so hard in the chest. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's a dangerous sport. I love watching it. Don't get it twisted. I enjoy it. But not my kid.
Yeah.
I feel you.
If I had my dog will not be playing football.
I hear that.
I don't care.
Billy,
how much,
no.
I don't care how much she wants to. So, of course, Turk fucks it up, and we see that he starts to cry and get emotional, and he starts to do the Caddyshack gopher dance.
Right.
And JD's like,
not go, yeah.
Yeah, JD's like, don't do the gopher dance. Don't do the gopher dance. And of course, Turk does do the gopher dance.
What an idiot. What
and
an
he
idiot.
Ends up giving him false hope. Well,
but
I don't know
now,
if it's
well,
false
now,
hope.
I don't know how false the hope is. Turk
gets
realizes,
the idea from Sports Center, and he runs down to ask his boss, Carla, if he should go for it, if he should try this experimental treatment that, you know, if it doesn't go right, he could be in trouble. He could be sued. And Carla says, what would you do if it was our son? And he said, this is what I do. And she says, well, then do that.
That's the most realist answer ever. What would you do if it was our kids? I'd do everything I could. And he said, right. I think you know what the answer is. And he goes and does it. Now, this is where it gets iffy dippity. That shit's just available. This experimental therapy is just available in Sacred Heart.
That's a good point. I don't know. It comes out of nowhere. Turk gets access to it pretty quickly.
Yeah. Like it's nothing.
Yeah. Now the janitor is holding hands with Todd and Zeltzer because he wants to show them that it's not a big deal to hold hands because he's in a spiral about this hand holding thing.
Those are the wrong two people to hold hands with though.
Yeah. Todd calls dibs on Lady, even though he doesn't know who she is.
Dibs.
And then Zeltzer reports that he wanted to tell his wife that she was the one, but at the time he had a rubber ball gag in his mouth.
Yeah. Because they were staring at each other in front of a fire.
Right. And he wanted to tell her how much.
That's when he realized he was so much in love with her, and he would have told her if he didn't have a ball
gag in his mouth.
Yeah.
I skipped over when Turk does the gopher dance. He's laughing and he says, "Look, there's a 90% chance that that gopher was a puppet."
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Turk thinks that there's still a 10% chance that was a real gopher in Caddyshack.
Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience owning them is a great one.
Always packing the most functionality and fun into every product at a truly accessible price.
Zach, let me tell you, JLab has these new luxury over-ear headphones called the JBuds Lux ANC.
Yep.
These seamlessly blend innovation and lab quality sound, all in these sleek headphones that guarantee an elevated listening experience. You can connect to multiple devices, customize your sound in the JLab app, and get over 70 hours of playtime.
Well, buddy, those sound pretty cool, but have you heard of the JBuds ANC3? They are the smallest smart active noise canceling true wireless earbuds you can find. You can also connect to multiple devices, but these come with a built-in USB-C charging cable and a noise canceling microphone for crisp, clear phone calls. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit jlab.com to find your kind of tech.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hey, listeners, how is your social battery right now?
It can be easy for people to ignore their social battery and spread themselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Everyone has a different capacity for socializing and different ways of recharging. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends.
Kelso thinks it's hilarious that the janitor is getting dumped. And that's the end of the act. And when we come back, someone says, "I like to drive my points home with a lie." Who's that?
You.
Oh, you say that.
All right. Which is totally, Lawrence, by the way. Bill Lawrence is famous for driving his points home with a lie.
He's one of the best, but he's famous for driving his points home with a lie, but the lie is always so much better than what reality was at that moment.
If you know Bill long enough, you'll hear the evolution of a story to the point where it's nowhere near what happened. But it's an amazing story.
My favorite one, and we might have to cut this. We'll ask him if we have to cut this, though, is so his youngest son recently got caught taking the car out, right? And Bill finally realized, oh, shit, the car's missing. And so before he calls the cops, he calls his son and is like, "Hey, do you have the car?" He's like, "You have the car and you're in on Sunset Boulevard right now. Bring the car home." And Henry goes, "Hold up. I just have to pay. We just have to finish paying for lunch."
That's the real story.
No, that's not the real story. The real story. And so he's like, "So now I have to punish Henry." Right. The real story is when he called, Henry was up the block with the car and was like, okay, I'm on my way back right now. Don't be mad.
Well, all I know is that Bill's stories always get super exaggerated. And then, you know, there's the story I've told before when I on this podcast, but it's one of my favorite Bill stories is when I was editing my episode and I said to him, don't cut that joke. That joke's so funny. And he goes, I showed that joke to Krista and she didn't even understand what the hell it meant. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess, all right, fine, cut it. And then like a week later, I saw Krista and I was like, you didn't think that joke was funny? She goes, you honestly think that I'm home watching rough cuts of Scrubs?
He's the best at it though, man. His stories, he tells stories and you're like, damn, that's a fucking good story, dude. I got to remember that.
And you'll even know that it's the exaggerated version, but you're like, it's so good. I don't mind. Just tell it.
I don't care. Just go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, the janitor says that he never wants to have kids. He just wants to adopt a really short old guy.
Now, let's be honest.
Yes.
Little short old men are cute.
Yeah, like, but I don't want to have to feed one.
You don't want to have to change one's diapers, what it really boils down to, because that's a massive doo-doo.
Right, and then an old guy walks by him in the cafeteria, and he says, you got a daddy?
He goes, you got a papa?
He goes, and the guy shakes his head, and then the janitor turns to the group and says, just window shopping.
Window shopping for old people. Nobody cares about JD and Elliot dating, man.
No, they're over it. Everybody's over it.
And I was over it too. I'm over it too, to be honest with you. It's sort of like, it is like Ross and Rachel, man. By season 8, I don't give a shit anymore, dude.
Everybody's over it. By the way, a little funny thing here, Scrubs Wiki pointed out, is that JD has a memory of telling Turk about the first time he met Elliot. And again, there's all this talk about her having a flat butt, just like JD likes him and all this stuff. But that's bullshit, because we, the audience, witnessed the first time Elliot was met by JD and Turk.
They
were together, and there was a Miss Pac-Man machine.
I don't think that's
and Turk goes, Elliot, and she goes, don't do that. Remember?
Yeah.
I thought that when I saw it, and then Scrubs Wiki confirmed it.
Yeah.
We learned that a lady's a germaphobe. That's why she doesn't want to hold his hand. She finally comes clean. She's never told anyone, but she likes the janitor so much, she wants to be seen as her true, honest self. And so she comes clean and says, I am a germaphobe.
And he immediately judges her and calls her weird.
Does he?
Yeah. He goes, I get it. You're weird. Mm-hmm. You're weird.
And then, but he immediately follows it with, I like that.
I like that.
Yes. And he warns her immediately that the table she's touching is covered with germs.
Yeah.
Probably but because he's the janitor and he never cleans anything.
Never. But he doesn't warn her that he's beyond weird.
Well, that's why they like each other, I think. They're both weird.
I think she might be beyond weird, too, because she said, you're the spitting image of my father.
Yeah, yeah. Right. My therapist says that maybe I'm attracted to you because you're in, you know, the cleaning service and you're a spitting image of my dad. But that's nothing.
Scribbs wiki moment is that when we first see Lady in whatever episode it is, she's holding hands with the janitor. So that's bullshit. And then in the end, Jordan acquiesces and puts on her own wedding ring.
I cried.
You cried?
I thought it was cute. Really beautiful.
That was really cute.
Jordan is like so uncomfortable with being vulnerable, which is why she's so fucking funny. Yeah. Like she makes sure nobody can get to her. She'll just destroy you first. And I think to Donald's earlier point, like they had all this bad stuff about their marriage. She's very happy with where she's at. She's at the top of the episode. She's going around firing people in the name of her husband. She's just like, she's comfortable. And so this change really scared her. And she talks the whole time about how she's just going to like, I'll just nag Perry until he decides to take it off or whatever. But in the end, she's like, she just accepts his love. And it's so beautiful. She like allows herself to be vulnerable. And I also just think it's the idea of putting on a wedding ring, not as a performative actor because of what you're supposed to do, but like this is almost their wedding. Like it's more important than a marriage. Right.
Yeah. It made her feel good. It made him feel good to be connected to her through this ring, this bond. It's not for anybody else. I'm not putting this on to show everybody else that, you know, he made a joke about it being to, you know, steer away cougars or whatever it was and stuff like that. But it's really, it had nothing to do with any of that. It's just the fact when I put this on, it makes me feel good to know that it's connected to you in some way. And that was pretty awesome. That was a great moment. Like, the evolution of Cox and Jordan is really good. You know,
yeah.
Like it starts with her sleeping with JD and then turns into like this real deep relationship. Like, you know, I know a lot of people that would prefer not to be married and not to have to have that pressure put on them and still have children and still do all of the things that a family would do, but just not have that I belong to you, you belong to me, stamp on it, which marriage does.
Well, they found a way to be with each other, and it is romantic in their own wacky way. And the cold therapy seems like it helps. It doesn't resolve that. It seems like it's fixed everything, but it looks like it's positive.
Right.
His fingers start to move.
Do you remember when Christopher Reeve moved his finger?
No.
I do. Do you remember that, Joel?
I don't know if I was alive yet.
I remember it.
Yeah, no memory of that.
You just said I didn't think I was alive yet?
Joel, you weren't alive when Christopher Reeve was walking?
I don't remember him walking, to be honest. I know Christopher Reeve from the Superman movies, but I didn't follow. Like, as a kid, I wasn't following.
What year did his accident happen, Dale?
May 27th, 1995. So we were definitely alive for sure, but yeah, we were not paying attention at that point.
Wow, I was just out of high school for 3 years. I knew him and Dana, actually. I did a play with Dana. I did a play with Dana called The Prince and the Pauper, directed by Elizabeth Swados, off Broadway. Jesse L. Martin was in it. Dan Finnerty from the Dan Band, myself. And Dana Reeves was one of the actresses in the show, and Christopher Reeve would come by, and this was when, you know, when you met me, Zach, you know how much of a fan of Superman I was. Like, I had the tattoo.
Yeah, Superman tattoo that he's slowly trying to laser off, but you haven't had a laser session in a long time.
Not in a while, but I had a necklace when I was younger, like all types of things. Like, I looked up to the character Superman. And so for him to be there and watch us rehearse and give notes to us and everything like that, because I thought he was an amazing actor also, not just a Superman, but like he'd done so many other movies.
He was an accomplished theater actor, as I recall.
But he also did some really great movies like Once in Time, I think it is, with him and I think it's Jane Seymour, where he goes back in time. In a hotel, he goes to a hotel and goes back in time. What was it? What was the one that he did with Michael Caine? Death Wish? Which one? What? Not Death Wish. Oh man, the one that he did with Michael Caine that was based on a play.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't
know.
Wow. But do you think of Christopher Reeve when you think about horseback riding? Because I would like to learn how to ride a horse, but I have to admit that I always think of him, and I know I ride a motorcycle, so that's even more dangerous. But it always has stopped me a little bit from doing it.
I remember when I met William Shatner, he was in a wheelchair, and I was like, "What are you doing in a wheelchair, bro?" And he was like, "I was riding a horse, and it threw me off, and I broke my legs riding a horse."
Oof.
And so now I'm in a wheelchair. And this dude's like 70-something at the time. And I remember in my mind thinking, these are reasons why I never took up horseback riding, because of one, Christopher Reeve, and
I know, but I love horses. Every time I see them, I think how fun it would be to be able to ride it. Maybe it's just in slowly.
I don't ski because of Sonny Bono. You know what I mean? Like, word life. Like, these are real things, dude. Like, this is not... These are not jokes.
You gotta go horseback riding. It's fun as hell. You gotta take an adventurous horse out. Like, one of the ones that's been around the track. Like,
yeah, you can get an old one.
Hold on. It's different, though. Horseback riding on a trail with a guide in Mexico or in Hawaii, that's something different. Freaking jumping over shit on a horse.
We're not talking about that. No.
That's what he was doing, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, just riding a horse. You know, like, I've ridden on the beach in Aruba. That was fun. I did like a bunch of camp stuff. That's totally different.
Yeah. Like, I don't, like, Zach, you know how you have your pilot's license and everything like that?
Yeah.
When John Denver went down in that plane, I was like, I'm not going to fly a plane. I'll do it in the movies. Like, that's how I look. It wasn't a glider. It was a plane. It was a, it was a, it was a, It was a.
It was experimental, at least. What was it? Can you look it up, Daniel? He didn't. For what?
A lot of people have those. Obviously,
a lot of people die in plane crashes. There was just one in Southern California.
Who
this
was
weekend.
It again?
Yeah.
What kind of craft did John Denver die in? I've seen it before, though, I think. But yes, of course, flying is dangerous, Donald. Of course it is. All of this is about
Adrian Davis Long EZ. It's an experimental plane.
There you go. I knew it was an experimental plane. Not that people don't die in regular planes, but for what it's worth, for the story, it was an experimental.
Experimental category, amateur built, long, easy plane kit, N555JD.
Yeah, he like built it.
That's wild.
There you go.
The movie we're thinking of, Donald, was Death Trap from 1982.
Death Trap, yes.
All right.
Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. This segment of Fake Doctors, Real Friends is brought to you by T-Mobile. If you need great 5G coverage, especially when enjoying your favorite podcast, check out T-Mobile.
Okay, guys, we've got a letter from Katie M. She says, salutations, real friends. I love the pod and have enjoyed every episode. Thanks, Katie. This podcast showed me I loved Broadway. Donald and Zach, you have always speak and sing so lovingly at Broadway shows, I knew I had to give them a try. I am proud to say I saw Moulin Rouge twice, ooh, Cats, Wicked, Hamilton, Les Mis, sadly not with Preston, and Beetlejuice. Thank you for having Preston on. I love the behind the scenes.
Wow, that's so cool. A Broadway convert, Donald. We've done our work here.
I can't believe it.
That's a lot of shows.
That is a lot.
I never thought. She spent a lot of money, too.
She did spend a lot of money.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that lady has some disposable income.
She is out and about.
Well, that's great. And I love it. Also, if you want to go see Broadway and you want to save some money, there's a thing in the center of Times Square called the TKTS booth. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you get online there. And when the shows haven't sold all of their tickets, they give them to the TKTS booth and sell them at half off. So you just have to be open to seeing what's available. My father used to do this all the time. We would just get in line. And then when you get up to the front, they're like, here's what we have. And it's half off. And then you go see whatever they have. And it's a great way to see the shows in a discounted way.
Yes. And if your city has a Broadway type space, they probably have one of these too. You can go to the box office of almost any musical theater. And if you have a student ID, they'll often give you additional discounts.
There you go. And like, you know, yeah. And also keep your eyes out for tours that come through. Because if you, you know, if you live in a major city, odds are that a Broadway tour is going to come through.
Yes.
And you can see a lot of these shows in your town.
I'm seeing the new Betty Boop musical next week. I'm so excited.
Betty Boop?
Yes. With a black Betty Boop, the traditional Betty Boop.
Betty Boop was
love that.
Black. In a musical. That'd be great.
That's Betty dope. Boop was black.
She was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the original Betty Boop was black, but drawn as a white
woman.
Interesting.
White She's woman. Based off of a black performer.
That tracks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, go check out Broadway, everyone, and thanks for so much for the letter. Thanks, T-Mobile. Did you know that at T-Mobile, you can take charge of your phone upgrades with their best Go 5G plans? It's true. So why wait? Check out T-Mobile.com to learn more. Now back to the show.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. All right, we love you. Donald, count us out.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made.
about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories natural should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donno.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at Tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.